A popular Wellington swimming beach was closed yesterday when a large shark made an appearance. Wellington Council says the shark was spotted by a lifeguard at Lyell Bay about 1 o'clock and swimmers were told to get out of the water. In fact, the beach was closed for 2 hours. Well, with us now is Tauranga shark scientist Dr. Riley Elliott. So, kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora, good morning.
How unusual is, I've surfed a lot in Wellington and over the last few days, in fact, at Lyell Bay. How unusual is it for a shark to be seen at a city beach like that?
Oh, well, you know, they're not living their lives relative to buildings and cities and streets. They live in the ocean. So it seems like we tend to forget that every summer and it's surprised when we see a shark in the ocean, but that is, in fact, where they live. Lyell Bay, though, you know, also, what is a large shark to the public? You know, if I ask you that question, what would you say a large shark?
I would go for about 3 metres, I reckon.
And you're a water person. You understand probably context. A large shark in terms of like a great white is 5 to 6 to 7 metres.
Wow.
So, you know, this could be a 7-gill shark. This could be a bronze whaler shark. This could be a blue shark. It could be a great white shark. At the end of the day, though, you know, the lifeguard is doing his duty. The closing of the beach is out of respect that there is a predator in the water, but 99% of the time these predators are eating fish and stingrays and just trying to catch a wave like us.
Well, that's right. So the risk, and that's certainly what I told myself when I went for a surf last night at Lyell Bay, that the risk here was pretty low, isn't it?
Yeah. Firstly, congratulations. I love someone who walks the talk. But also, you said it so well earlier, you know, surfing is just that good. We accept that risk in order to go have that fun. Just like when you go skiing on a ski slope, you may pick the black diamond track because, you know, you want to take that risk to get that extra thrill. So that's the choice we all make when we go into nature. But what if I could tell you that I could tell you where the great whites are, where they're hanging out, where their hot spots are, and then you can inform yourself as to where you want to recreate. Would that be something of interest to you?
I guess so, and this is what you've been working on, haven't you, with your tagging. I don't know. It's like...
A double-edged sword.
Do you want to know? I mean,
well, you know, as a surfer, the golden rule is just don't talk about it. Ignorance is bliss. But there comes a point when you start actually surfing in areas where sharks actually are, like I experienced when I went to South Africa. And, you kind of started wanting to know. And, in fact, I stopped surfing in the particular area I was because it was a great white hotspot. And New Zealand has started to show a bit of a prevalence of these great whites in areas we historically haven't had them. And that is what the Great White app is all about, where I'm out there trying to satellite tag great whites, funded by the public, respond to the tag, name them, and we stream that those tracks for those sharks live at sustainableoceansociety.co.nz on our website.
So you can see when there's a great white in a potentially popular area.
I used to get up each morning and listen to you guys, but now the first thing I do is look at my app and see where the great whites are, because not only is it informative, but it's very addictive and fun. And you learn every day, because at this point, everything is undiscovered. We haven't really tracked great whites around this area, and one of the famous ones, Mananui right now, is up in Doubtless Bay, which is a very popular, you know, Bay of Islands kind of summer holiday hotspot. And, you know, I get very little reports this summer, but that's because the weather has kept people off the water. So our interactions with sharks are very much aligned with how many of our eyeballs are on the water.
So they've got a few regulars up there, do they? Do they have a few local great whites that actually kind of spend quite a bit of time there?
No, this great white I tagged last week in the Tauranga Harbour, and within a couple of days it boosted all the way up there. So it shows you what we are learning about them and their habitat range. And when we learn long-term about their behavior and where that occurs, we can overlap that with our own. And, you know, then you've got your ski field with your green run to your black run as far as your risk decision.
No, and you think, though, that this will become more of an issue. Why are we seeing more great whites in New Zealand waters?
It's a double-edged sword, I think, there again. Conservation success story. I mean, we protected them for 3 decades. It makes sense that they should come back into areas they once were and their population should increase. Now, albeit very slow, they have to be 4.5 metres long and 35 years old to have babies. So it takes a long time, but we're basically at that population growth now. The other thing is, you know, warming waters, La Nina, changing ocean conditions. That doesn't make more sharks, but what it can do is redistribute sharks. And Southeast Australia is a stronghold for the great whites of the South Pacific, and especially juveniles. So that spreading of that warm water down here may have redistributed some of that population. Either way, you know, there are great whites in areas where we historically haven't seen them, but, man, our time scale is so small in humans. You know, these things have been around for 500 million years. we're talking about like one person's lifetime and then we forget something. So I think respect to the sharks, accept your risk. You're walking the talk. I appreciate that. And the public is really receiving this well, this information about the Great White Project.
Very good, Dr. Riley Elliott, much appreciated. So in future, you check the surf report, then you check the shark report, then you make your decision and you go.